Love Life Women's Conference in St. Louis, Missouri, September 25th through the 27th. Register today.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Depression, anxiety, panic attacks, guilt, self-esteem, and stress. Problems that affect individuals and families every day. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens is a licensed psychologist who has extensive counseling experience. Providing counseling from a Christian perspective, he specializes in helping people overcome these problems and build their self-esteem, reduce guilt, and improve marital relationships. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens, located in Port St. Lucie, is available at 772-398-4377.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
I love you, Lord, with all my heart. The strategy of the enemy in the last days is to wear down the saints, to wear down your testimony. You've probably said it before, I've said it before, and I've learned not to say it out of my mouth, but I've said it before, I'm just tired. Can't put my finger on why altogether, but I'm just, you know, not tired physically, just tired. In other words, that tired that wants to give up. I ain't said it recently. I've said it before. I know that tired that just want to throw in the towel. That tired that just want to let go and just, you know, forget this. Hello, somebody. Because you've been there too. Because if you say you haven't, you're lying. And we need to pray for you. Because you have. Because that's the strategy of the enemy. And you have to learn through that. Hello? You have to learn through that. You have to learn that when you get to that place, God can take you beyond there. Come on, tell somebody there's a God beyond your trials. There's a God beyond your tests. Amen. There's a God in a place you've never been before. He's been there. He goes before you and He waits there. Yeah, it might seem scary. Amen. It might seem like, you know, you don't know which way or what or how or when. But God's already gone before you. Come on, He's already made a way for you. Even when you feel like you're alone. Anybody ever felt like that? Nobody really understands. Well, I wish I had a real church up in here today. Nobody really understands my situation. Guess what God does? God knew you would be there before you got there. Amen. And you know what? Sometimes He'll even withdraw feelings. But I'm saying all this to say this. I'm saying this for a reason. Because there's something much greater that lies ahead of you. Come on, and some of us are right on the threshold of something wonderful, something powerful, amen, something more abundant, exceeding what we even think. Hello? Tell somebody, stay the course. If you drop the ball, pick it back up. I said, if you drop the ball, pick it back up. He's put His word in our mouth that He may plant the heaven and establish the earth. Amen? Lay the foundations of the earth and say unto Zion, you are my people. Go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. When you find it, say amen. We're going to pick this up where we left off in verse 13. And we're talking about the spirit of faith. To carry the spirit of faith oftentimes means you have to fight. Do you understand what it means to fight in the spirit? Not fighting people. Even though, you know, people may be the instrument through which your opposition comes. You are not fighting people. Amen. Amen. Come on. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Our enemies are not carnal. Even though they may pose themselves as an enemy, they are not the source of our warfare. There are entities, there are spirit beings, powers and principalities, rulers of darkness. These are the fellas that we are waging war with. These are the puppeteers. These are the ones that are using people that will yield themselves to them to be used to stop you. To stop you from talking. Sometimes they'll war with you without people. Amen. And let me give you an indication. Sometimes for no reason that you can understand or fathom, all of a sudden your spirit gets depressed. You feel like giving up. You don't know where that's coming from. Just an hour ago, you were singing. Tell somebody, you better recognize. You know, the enemy will try to give you sometimes even dreams that don't make a whole lot of sense, but they make your heart heavy. They confuse your mind. Now, and you saw somebody in the dream. I'm talking about dreams from the devil. Amen. All these things, we war against these things. Oftentimes dreams, we have to tell dreams as a dream. God speaks through dreams many times. But we need to tell them as a dream. Amen? But there's a warfare that's being waged. Look at your neighbor and tell them, like it or not. But here's the wonderful thing. You are equipped for it. God has equipped you. You are well equipped. And even though you might think so, you don't run out of ammunition. See, we're gonna hone in on our words because it's important in warfare how you talk. You know, you can't always align. You know, people say, well, I'm just saying what I mean or how I feel. No, you can't always say how you feel. I'm gonna show you that in the scripture. Why? You can't always say what you think because your thinking can be off. Your feelings can be off. That's not God at all. It's an enemy there that's got a grip on you. And you start talking in line with him, and you know he's going to get even a greater place, a stronger hold. Amen. So it's important that we, here in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, as we take control, how many want to take control of their life? Come on. You want to take control of your emotions? And not be on an emotional roller coaster. You know, I found this out. It's about people. People can say things in certain ways just to get you upset or excited or fearful. But if you go to the source of the problem, it ain't like they said. So see, you've got to get your emotions in check. So whatever is said to you, okay, that doesn't sound like a real good report, but I'm not going to let my emotions go there. Let me take this to the Lord and find out what's really going on, if it really is. Are you understanding? See, there are times where God needs somebody in the earth that's not going to be tossed. Hello? Now the enemy has come out at you like a flood. But God needs some people that, okay, the flood has come. I ain't liking this. I don't feel good about this. But they're not going around complaining to everybody. They're not going around singing the blues. Hello? They're not going around with a negative report. They're not, you understand what I mean? God needs somebody that, well, even when you don't know what's going on. Okay. I may not know what's going on, but I know this, that God is in control. I haven't heard his voice yet, but I know that God is in control. Hello? But the way that we take control over our emotions is through words. You can't talk any kind of way and have control of your emotions. You can't get in every conversation and have control of your emotions. You can't react to what people say to you, even when you feel angry, and keep control of your emotions. All right, help us, Jesus. Jesus had control. When word came to him that Lazarus, his friend, was sick, his best friend is sick. And everybody around him knew that he could heal him. Huh? Why not go and heal him? That's your friend. Jesus had his emotions under control. He stayed there because he knew there was a bigger picture. See, whenever your emotions are not under control, you miss the bigger picture. And oftentimes you can destroy something God is trying to do. Amen. I done lost some of y'all already. I didn't say we were perfect, because it's not possible to be perfect in the sense of all the time doing everything that is right and being right all the time. Because you ain't right all the time. Matter of fact, let me get y'all involved. Tell somebody beside you. You ain't right all the time. Now that felt pretty good, didn't it? Tell them too, I'm not right all the time either. So see, even when you think you're right, you need your emotions under control, because you could be wrong. It doesn't matter so much when you're a little child. You know, children are apt to be corrected. When you take on a great deal of responsibility, when, like kings of old, just with a word, and even today, with the press of a button, a war can be started. Hundreds of thousands of lives taken just over someone's decision. In the spirit realm, God's going to place such an authority on his church. Do you understand that he is the head, right? Amen. We are the body. Amen. The head can do nothing in the earth without the body. Amen. The head is in heaven. Amen. Headquarters. Amen. But the body's in the earth. And so everything that God is doing is through his body. His hands, his feet. Amen. His mouth, his eyes, all his head is there. We are seated with him there. But yet we are the body. We are here. And so everything that God is doing, he's going to do through his church. You have to understand that. What God is currently doing in the earth, he's not doing through the governments of the world. He's not doing it through osmosis. He's not doing it, amen, any other way but through his church. Whatever God is going to do and fulfill in the earth is going to be through his church. Not a building, but a people. That's why you and I, we have to purpose to align ourselves, amen, that we not delay, nor block, nor distract from what God is doing because of our life. Or lack thereof. See, church has changed. Just like technology has changed, church has changed. Church is not just coming on a Sunday now. You know, and hearing a message that either make you happy or make you mad at the preacher. That, you know, we knew church like that years ago. That was church. Church has changed. You got to live this thing now 24/7. There's no room, there's no latitude, there's no lot of room for messing up now. You can lose your position of stature. Hello? Very quickly. It's like the enemy knows his time is short. So he's starting to crowd. Hello? That's why we got to fall in love with Jesus all over again. Come on, that's why you got to fall in love with him all over again. You need another dose of his love and his grace to straighten out your attitude. Hello? We need an attitude of gratitude.
We are continuing in part 19 of The Faith Crisis, The Spirit of Faith, part 2. There are certain things that are already here, but the fire will not be lit until you say something. Allow the spirit of faith to govern your life. Plant the seed, then water it with the word. Jesus is the high priest of your confession. In order to see God's manifestation in your life, you must respond with the proper confession. God is only obligated to bless you according to your faith when it comes to things that are in alignment with his word. Romans 10, verse 9 and 10 states that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, then thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Do not speak idle, non-employed, non-working words.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.